CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, CQ, and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and today's show is brought to you in part by Exotic Research Report, EDCO, Electronic Distributors, and MFJ Enterprises. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we're going to talk to Toby Metz, KB7 UIM, who has just been awarded the Young Ham of the Year Award. And we'll find out why and a little about Toby just a couple of moments. Then we'll invite your participation if you do want to talk to Toby. And also, if you have any wants today, we'll discuss, for instance, or we'll have you call in if you want to. If you're looking for a tube, or you're looking for a manual, or looking for a part that you haven't been able to find for years and years and years, we'll take your calls just for once at 1-800-293-5366, and you can express them today and see if maybe we'll be lucky and somebody who has what they consider a junk pile has that piece of gold that you want. 1-800-293-5366. Over 100 hams have been involved in the TWA Flight 800 crash. They were involved in communications, getting things done in New York, and so we applaud amateur radio again for doing that. There have been many hams around the clock that have been involved in that, and ham radio comes to the rescue again, always wanting to help out. We're going to be talking to Toby Metz right after we take this short time out, and we'll be right back after this. You want to know more about HARP? Is it a friend or a foe? How about forbidden cancer cures, herbs, and how to use them? How about weather control, the Gulf War syndrome, electromagnetic weapons, the Internet, the New World Order, alternative energy, alternative medicine, mind control technology, famine in our future, crop future skyrocketing, all this and more in Exotic Research Report. And you can get it at a discounted rate if you mention Ham Radio and More when you call 1-800-446-3465. That's right. Order a year's subscription of Exotic Research Report. Get an Exotic Research Advisor. Ask them to send it to you free. It's fine. 1-800-446-3465. Amazing features. Find out about HARP. Find out the real inside information about HARP. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More. 1-800-446-3465. This is information you have to have. 1-800-446-3465. Call now.
If you love cars and love reading about them, now there's a magazine that blows the doors off anything you've seen before. Automobile Magazine, the one that turns the volume up on your driving experience. Every issue takes you beyond the typical road test to put you behind the wheel, to feel the power of the Dodge Viper Coupe, the lift of the new Ferrari 512 TR. Call right now to get Automobile Magazine for just $1 an issue and stay on top of the scoops, the specs, and the insider insights. From the genius behind the concept cars of the future to the best drives for under $25,000 today, call for 12 monthly issues at only $1 an issue and save 66% off the cover price. Plus, get a high-intensity car light as a free bonus with your paid subscription.
Call 800-863-4100 now. That's 800-863-4100. And get into Automobile Magazine today.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ 989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra wide space glazed heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous no matter what, 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer, and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories.
1-800-647-1800. CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW, and our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, and our fax number is area code 602-241-1540, 602-241-1540. Toby Metz, KB7UIM, is my guest today, and the new, well, Ham of the Year, a young Ham of the Year, that is. Congratulations, Toby.
Thank you very much, Len.
And tell me a little about yourself. How old are you, and when did you first become a ham, and, you know, the whole shtick?
All right. I'm 16 years old. I got into ham radio about 4 years ago, 4 years ago, and it pretty much just took off from there. It started off as a Boy Scout merit badge. And
so you became a ham solely because of the Boy Scouts?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a ham radio merit badge,
mm-hmm.
and you have to learn Morse code and do some ham radio things. You don't even have to get a license, but...
But you can't get that merit badge without knowing Morse code, huh?
Yeah. Morse code's part of the merit badge.
So you're definitely a Morse code supporter, I would take it.
Yeah, well, I haven't been in much into Morse code since I got my license, because I can talk on voice just easily, but I still mess around with Morse code a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so although you live in California now, basically this whole thing stems from when you lived in Idaho.
Yes, Boise, Idaho.
Okay, so tell us a little about the person who recommended you or nominated you for the award.
Well, his name is Rich Dees, and he was actually a Boy Scout leader in my troop, and he was our merit badge counselor for the radio ham radio merit badge. And he said whoever in this group wants to go ahead and get their ham radio licenses, you know, we can take you down and test you, and I can help you learn everything you need to know. And I thought, well, this is my ticket.
I'm just curious, how long did it take you from the time you decided that you wanted to become a ham to get your license?
Probably a month and a half, 2 months for my first license.
You were able to pass the written and the 5 words per minute in a month and a half?
Yeah, probably 2 months.
In less than 2 months. Okay. And then how much longer before you got your general?
It was probably another year and a half where I actually was that general.
Okay, so that took a little while, but the 5 words per minute was fairly easy for
you. Yeah, 13, okay. 13 was the next boundary.
Do you intend to try for 20?
Someday. I don't see in the near future. I can see myself going to advanced in the near future, because the written work's not a huge deal. Once you learn most of it, the rest is kind of just take studying.
Okay, so you got your license, and, you know, there's a lot of young people who become ham radio operators, get their license, but are not nominated for this award. So obviously there must be something you did. Tell us a little about it.
Well, I've done a number of things. I was a part of SARx. I was a net control for a SARx, which is where you talk to astronauts that are actually in orbit,
mm-hmm.
on using ham radios, so they actually had radios in space.
Right, and so what STS flight were you involved
60.
With?
It was STS-60.
Uh-huh, okay.
And my Eagle Scout project, I helped deaf people to get ham radio licenses.
Well, tell us a little about that, because that's somewhat that's very intriguing. Now, you got involved. Now, you're not you don't have a hearing impaired problem, right?
No.
Okay, but so how did you get involved with some deaf people?
Well, through my church, a woman named Mary Schauber was a sign language teacher, and she wasn't hearing impaired. But I was thinking, you know, I had to do my Eagle project, and I was like, I see kids making park benches and making bird feeders, which is nice, but my goal has always been sort of to make a difference, small or large. Through my life, I I like to see the things I do go to actually help people, and I can see the results.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe with handicapped people, like, you know, I'd never heard of a deaf person using ham radio. And I thought, you know, using Packet, I just started learning about Packet, and maybe that was the, you know, that was the way to go.
Uh-huh. And so you started classes.
Yes.
And how did that go?
Using Mary Schauber, we picked some students. She found some people that were interested. We had one adult student who was deaf and two youngsters who were deaf. And it was really interesting. At first, the two youngsters were, being deaf, they were pretty shy about their hearing disabilities. They didn't talk to us much. And, you know, talking to a deaf person, you can't just say something and expect them to hear you. We had to learn sign language.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to teach a deaf person about resonance and sound, a lot of radio is sound, and it's not easy to explain sound to a deaf person at all.
Right. But you succeeded.
Yeah, well, not necessarily about sound, but we got the message across, and
well, you succeeded. So how many people people were able to get licenses?
Only one so far.
Only one so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Are people still taking the classes, or
the classes? Well, since I'm living in a different state now, the classes have stopped.
Oh, okay.
So.
But it was a good project when it started.
Yes. That's, we tested all three, and the older student, he kind of lost interest in it as the class went along. But the younger student actually went down and tested and was pretty interested in getting his license.
Okay. Tell us a little about what the Discovery Net is, because I noticed that you spent a year hosting this, and what was it? What is it?
Well, starting with the SARx, we started the Discovery Net to have a net basically focusing on the SARx, and worked with planning and getting that kind of stuff done, had some astronaut guest speakers and all sorts of guest speakers like that. And then after the SARx happened, I decided that there weren't any youth nets in Boise, so being that the Discovery Net was the only youth net, I ought to keep it running and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Is it still going now that you're outside of Idaho?
Every once in a while, there's a guy named Travis, who was also my Boy Scout troop, who we helped get his ham license, and he runs it every so often.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an every week thing now. I think they're doing it every other week.
Okay, now that you're in California, are you trying to get involved in the community there?
Yes, I just talking to Bill Pasternak. He told me about some nets and stuff, and he's going to get me lined up with some of the ham community here. I haven't been on the radio much since I've been here.
No,
I've got this little Yaesu that Bill just gave me. That's the only piece of equipment I've got so far here.
Okay, well, now you're going to be going, I guess, courtesy of Yaesu and courtesy of CQ Magazine and, of course, also Newsline to Huntsville, Alabama. Now,
yeah.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you tell us a little about what awards you're going to get and if there's anything else that you're going to win with that, and I know that there's a few things. Some of your goals I'd be interested in, in amateur radio, what you're looking to do,
right.
And a little about your perspective of amateur radio. And our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. If you want to ask Toby a question or congratulate him, don't hesitate to give us a call, and we'll certainly take your calls. Next week, we're going to build an antenna. We're going to have the professor back, and we're going to discuss antennas. So Ned Stern's AA7A will be here, and that will be kind of neat. I can't imagine a ham radio operator having a shack without having an antenna. And so we're definitely going to be discussing that next week here. That should be neat. And also, when we come back after Toby, we'll take your wants. If you're looking for that hard-to-find item, we'll be happy to do that. You can give us a call at 1-800-293-5366. You can fax at 602-241-1540, 602-241-1540. So it's Ham Radio and More, and we're talking to Toby Metz, KB7UIM, the new Young Ham of the Year, and we'll be right back.
you love sailing and want to sharpen your sailing skills, Sailing World is the magazine that can help you do it. Every monthly issue is dedicated to help you improve your sailing performance. You'll learn how to maneuver small boats in tight quarters and large ones where inches really count. Sailing World will keep you up to date on regional events and major regattas like the America's Cup. You'll preview the hottest new designs and changes, from the most sophisticated professional models to those boats sailing out of your own harbor. And every month, Sailing World's experts will keep you informed on the latest developments on the sailing scene to help you improve as a sailor. Articles that teach you the tactics and techniques of sailing, how to upgrade your boat's equipment, as well as your personal gear, and much, much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of Sailing World for only $21.77. Call toll-free 800-227-5300. Steer a course for better sailing with Sailing World. Call 800-227-5300 now.
In the 75-year history of radio, a few shows died prematurely. Miles Fargo, The Man with a Million Faces. The Winky Brothers, Radio Jugglers. Doreen and Her Dancing Dogs. Ed Beeman's Hand Shadows of the Airwaves. The Easy Hairstyle Show, live from Bunny Grosky's Beauty School. Dr. Antoine Sorbet, Radio Contortionist. And, more recently, Making Macrame with Ms. Dottie. However, these shows aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from the beginning of radio to the present in a big new book, Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. From Jack Benny to Howard Stern, 478 pages, over 900 rare photos. Yes? Oh, no, never heard of those. Thank you. Leonard Minkey, underwear escape artist. Learn to dance with Yvonne and Ricky.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Want to get your personal finances going in the right direction? You can with Getting Going, the Wall Street Journal software that helps you organize your investments and answer your basic personal finance questions. With just a few clicks of your mouse, you can learn more about the best place to invest your savings, how big a mortgage you can afford, or where you should invest your child's college fund. But that's just the beginning. There's also an investment organizer and other tools to guide you to meeting your financial goals. Best of all, Getting Going is free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. For just $3.80 a week, you can have the journal delivered to your home or office for 10 weeks. That's 10 weeks of all the business news that could have an impact on your career, your family, your life, and you'll receive Getting Going software to help get your finances going on the right track. Call toll-free in the continental U.S.
800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back and we're talking to Toby Metz, KB7UIM of California, and he's the Young Ham of the Year. What are you going to win, Toby, from that?
It includes, I get a week at space camp, which I'm leaving on the 10th. That's pretty soon.
And that should be fun.
Yeah. Definitely going to be a very good experience. I read the brochures, and it looks really exciting. I mean, space camping. What's not exciting about space?
Do you get to go through weightlessness at all there? Do you have something there?
Yeah. I guess through scuba, we put on equipment and go in the pools.
Okay. That should be neat.
Yeah, it should be really fun. And I'm not sure what kind of equipment they haven't specified yet, but I get some equipment from Yaesu. I guess it's whatever they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty much going to take whatever they give me.
Of course.
And
do you get a subscription or anything from CQ, since they CQ magazine is also a sponsor?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, I'm just curious. I just wondered.
there wouldn't be anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they may not be. I don't know. And you get a trip to Huntsville.
Trip to Huntsville, Alabama for the Huntsville Ham Fest.
Right. That, I think, is what, the 18th of August?
Yeah, 18th and 19th. Or
17th and 18th, something 17th, like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll be speaking at a forum there for the Young Ham. They'll have the 93 and 94 Young Hams.
Okay, yeah, we've had them on the show.
And I guess I just talk about my history, just I mean, pretty much like I did today, and thank who I need to thank. And
yeah, well, it should be exciting for you.
It's been exciting, you know, finding out. I get a call, and Bill Pasternak saying, you know, we're interviewing you for to be about being Young Ham of the Year. You know, you were nominated last year and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It came down between me and the guy who won last year. Then he calls me the next day and talked to me for a couple minutes and basically said, well, we've already decided, you know, you're the Young Ham of the Year, and it was elating pretty much.
So you were excited.
Definitely.
Well, what is your goal to become when you get older? What kind of profession did you want to get into?
Well, I've thought about any number of things. I'm really interested in chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing lab work and water analysis and anything like that. I've also thought about photography, aeronautics, engineering.
You don't have to make a decision quite yet.
It sounds like it'll be something
in the sciences, obviously.
Definitely.
Okay, and do you have any specific goals you want to see in amateur radio for yourself?
The sky's the limit. I'll do about anything I can.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about being a young person involved with amateur radio? How have the people in amateur radio, the existing hams, treated you?
Very well. The ham community that I know has always been very supportive, and they've sponsored trips for me. I went to the Dayton Ham Fest.
Oh, you've been there, huh?
Yeah. I spoke at the youth forum at the Dayton Ham Fest.
Uh-huh.
Now,
that's a heck of a hamvention, huh?
It's definitely a hamvention.
As I call it, that's the mecca for amateur radio.
It is. It's a nut house. There's so many people there.
31,000 this year.
Yeah, it's the most hams I've seen in.
Well, you'll see anywhere.
And that was definitely exciting. The ham community just pretty much welcomed me with open arms and has pretty much said, we'll do anything to make you succeed. They haven't stood my way ever and have always been for me and behind me, and that's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what young people today really do need.
Okay. I wish you much success, and maybe one of these days, maybe you'll be able to come in October to Mesa, Arizona, right outside of Phoenix, where we have the Southwestern Division Convention.
Uh-huh.
If you're able to attend that would be kind of neat. Not that far away, and it's in October. I get a chance to meet you. You see what a Southwestern Division Convention is. It's October 11th through the 13th. You probably can talk to Bill about that or some other people and see if there's a way to get you down here.
Really? All right.
Mm-hmm. So that could be kind of neat. Anyway, until then, I hope you have a safe trip to Huntsville and an enjoyable one, and congratulations again, and thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much, Lem.
Okay, anything else you want to say before you go away?
thanks to the ham community, thanks to Rich Dees, thanks to Will Pasternak, and thanks to my family.
Okay. Well, thank you, Toby, and you sound like a great ham, and more kids we need, young people, in amateur radio, and hopefully maybe you're an inspiration to some of them.
I hope so.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Toby Metz, KB7 UIM. Get more hams into amateur radio, more young people, that would be great. When we come back after station identification, we're going to start with your wants. Again, are you looking for a particular part, a particular manual, some help on a particular project, a tube, whatever? 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Give us a call, and who knows, somebody might just have that very invasive product. Okay, now that everybody knows who they're listening to, this is Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and this is Ham Radio and More. Next week, we're going to build an antenna, a dipole, and who knows, maybe a J-pole, maybe some, whatever you want to build. Ned Stearns, AA7A, our professor in residence, will be here, and he'll go over it with you guys and gals and discuss it. If you want to know how to help maybe a little bit on receiving shortwave, he can probably help you with that also. He's certainly been involved in all these things for years and years and years. Now, you know, I was at a Hamfest in the Flagstaff area just recently, and the amount of people that were there has been diminished in quantity from the last years in past. And I'm curious if you have found, I know that in Dayton, the Hamvention attendance, although it was 31,000, it was a little less than the year before. I wonder if you have found that Hamfests, per se, need to change. If the interest in them have gone down because of so many of the quote-unquote boat anchors. You know, the newer hams, and I've only been a ham a little over 6 years, you walk down the aisle, and some of these items, you have no idea what they are. Now, of course, some of the older hams look through them, and they find gold mines. But the new hams tend to walk down the aisles and see these things and go, my God, you know, I don't want that. And I have found, at least in my experience, I have found that it seems that the crowds are getting smaller and smaller. Now, what do you think? Do you think we need to change Hamfest? Is there something going on somewhere that is really getting more and more hams involved? I'd certainly invite your participation, your opinions at 1-800-293-5366. You know, 73 Magazine, Wayne Green, this month in the August issue, he actually talks about that and says that Hamfests need to change. I've suggested that also for the last couple of years, and I think that if they don't change, they may not be around. I mean, Fort Tuthill Hamfest and Flagstaff seem to grow every year, and then in the last couple of years it seems to have diminished. Now, however, the commercial area has grown. The people in the commercial area have you know, that's where the crowd seems to be, but not in the tailgating spots. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry, KB0UMD in Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. How you doing, Larry?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
What I'm looking for, I hope, is not too much off the beaten track for you. I've been a ham for about a year now. I'm also into CB radio, and what I'm looking for is an older CB radio for a 10-meter conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need is a Uniden President Dwight D for parts. It doesn't have to be working. I just need one for parts.
Okay.
They're kind of an old classic, and they're a little bit hard to come by, at least in my area.
Okay. What we'll take is your phone number, and you can give that over the air.
Call collect.
And okay, are you sure you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Area code is 515-274-1407.
That's 515-274-1407, and people can call. You're happy if they call you collect, and they have what you're looking for, of course.
Sure.
Not just to talk.
Right.
And you're in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to be right back after this real short pause. Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Len Winkler and Ham Radio and More. My call sign, KB7LPW. We're having a little change of pace today. We invite your participation. We have one line available at 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we invite your participation in if you're looking for that elusive part, that elusive tube, that manual, whatever it is that that you might be needing that you haven't found, that you've been searching for years and years and years, but you haven't found, give us a call. 1-800-293-5366. Who knows what you're looking for, which may be the most difficult thing for you to ever find. Somebody sitting with 10 of them sitting in their junk pile just wishing to get rid of it, and here you are, you need it. So give us a call. This is your chance. In fact, the whole world will hear you. Let's go to Martin in Port Charlotte, Florida. How you doing today, Martin?
Okay, Len. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
Okay. I have a want for a friend of mine. His call is WA3DUX. His name is Jim Weaver. And I'll give the phone numbers in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a final tube or final tubes number 5894 Alpha.
Okay, 5894 Alpha.
And that's a final tube for our repeater.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number that someone can call.
Okay.
Just
at
one.
Home?
Just
at
one
home?
Number, because if you give start giving more than one, no one's going to be able to write them all down.
Okay. At home, it's area code 941-629-0890.
Mm-hmm.
And during the week at work, 624-3455.
Okay, 914-629-0890, and they need Jim needs some tubes. A 5894A final tube would be good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, hopefully, Martin, someone has that and wants to get rid of them. I can tell you, if you don't get a call, in Tempe, Arizona, there's Antique Radio Supply.
Okay.
And Antique Electronic Supply is what it's called. And they carry all kinds of tubes. They have over 100,000 tubes in stock.
Really?
Oh, yes. Antique Electronic Supply in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And congratulations to your guest who was just on. I hope one of these days, with my little disability, to get over it and get the code and get my general license.
You will.
Good.
Okay, Martin, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Len,
okay,
have a great week.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That opens up one line at 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. With your wants, give us a call. We have one line available. We're going to take a break right now. We come back, we'll go to Paul and Tom, and you can be next. We'll be right back to AM Radio and more. So you're still not familiar with EDCO, Electronic Distributors Incorporated? Well, you need to call them, and they've got a new 800 number, 1-800-344-0397. They'll send you a free catalog. The catalogs are just amazing. The products they carry are unbelievable. They absolutely distribute AOR scanners, Daiwa, all the equipment that Daiwa makes, Bird wattmeters, Watson, Lowe, Nevada, Skycom. Also, Create towers and rotors. All of these products come from EDCO, and they've got a catalog with all this equipment in it. Of course, you can buy EDCO products throughout many retailers throughout the United States. If you give them a call, they'll certainly tell you the retailer nearest you. So give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Again, 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and more. Daiwa has some great products. And AOR, if you want scanners, they have the best equipment going today. 1-800-344-0397. Call today. Ham radio operators love the MFJ-989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous No Matter What 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories, 1-800-647-1800. So have you tried Amateur Radio Trader yet? The Ham Radio Marketplace magazine? That's right, it comes out twice a month. And if you want to sell a product, it's the place to put your ad. The only problem you might have is that you're going to run an ad and you're going to get so many responses, you're going to sell your product so fast, you're just not going to know what's happening. I mean, it really works. All you have to do is call 1-800-774-2623 or 1-800-77-HAM-AD. That's a good number, 1-800-77-HAM-AD. ham ad. And you can place your ad right there, right over the telephone. You can also fax it if you want. They have a 1-800-FAX number, 1-800-423-9030. It's a tremendous magazine loaded with all kinds of products. You can get a subscription if you want, and all you have to do is give them a call. Give them a call, 1-800-774-2623. Mention Ham Radio and More, of course, when you give them a call. They also got ads from all the major manufacturers, so you can see what's new. Give them a call, 1-800-774-2623, 1-800-774-2623.
CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW. Next week, remember, we're going to talk about building antennas. Everybody needs an antenna. You know, I talked to Bill Pasternak, and did you know that hams were not permitted to bring their ham radio equipment to the Olympics in Atlanta? They just weren't permitted, period. That was the deal. A small number of the hams were being used in commercial circuits there, but they were not permitted to bring their ham radio equipment. So I wonder when, unfortunately, the bombing occurred, hams could not get involved. I'm sure that even if ham radio operators were around, they didn't have their equipment, they probably could not get involved. They did have a lot of security there anyway, obviously, and they got to the scene immediately and took care of things. But it's just a shame that here, there's an emergency, and amateur radio operators weren't able to help out, even if they wanted to, since there was so much talk ahead of time about hams keeping their equipment away from Atlanta. Doesn't bode well for hams in emergency, does it? Tom, N4RKZ in Alabama, welcome to Ham Radio and More. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom. Yep. I'm going to put him back on hold, and if you want to pick up and see if he's there, I'm going to go to another line. I don't know what was there. Paul in Van Alston, Texas, K1PKZ. Welcome, Paul.
Oh, good afternoon, Len. Nice to talk with you.
Nice talking to you.
I'm not articulating well, but we'll do the best we can. One of the aspects of getting some of the young folks into ham radio that I think has been slipping over the last few years is what I tend to call a homogenization effect. When I got into amateur radio and joined the local radio club, the older guys would come up to you and talk with you and spend a little time with you and show you things and tell you things. I can remember holding an actual Lee DeForest Audion vacuum tube in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And how many guys do you know have had that privilege?
Not many.
That was while it was granted to me by a fellow that decided to light my fire about some of the other aspects of radio that I wasn't familiar with. These are the things that we need to do. We need to introduce a lot of the young folks to various aspects of the hobby that maybe they're not familiar with, and various pieces of equipment that they may not understand. And we need to be sensitive to that. Go ahead, Len.
Right. No, I agree with you. The Elmering factor has sort of slipped away.
Sure has. You've noticed it too.
Oh, it's an absolute fact, and it's something that I have discussed with many people. In fact, I belong to a club where we built the club together. It's only been about 3 years now, and it's for one reason, and it's for the sole purpose of Elmering, because there are no clubs doing it. There's a DX club that says, hey, if you don't have 100 countries, don't even join our club.
Another aspect of that same situation, Len, is we tend to be specializing clubs so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's either a repeater club or a DX club, or an Outer Slavobian Naval Inspection Club, or heaven knows what else. But it is we specialize so much,
mm-hmm,
that there aren't any more good old-fashioned, run-of-the-mill, every aspect of ham radio you never dreamed of, and we're going to show it to you.
Well, I think you're right. I think also, though, and I'll get all kinds of hate mail, but I think that amateur radio is evolving,
it's
evolving very rapidly. I mean, the industry in retail sales was down anywhere, depending on who you talk to, from 25% to 45% last year. When sales go down to that extreme, obviously something is wrong. And I think that something needs to change, and it needs to change rapidly, and there's too many people with 1905 mentality in 1996. You don't see, you know, it's good to have some of the old things still here, but, you know, we're not, the computer age is here, and things have to change, and if you don't, everybody else passes us by.
Oh yeah, because part of development and hams used to be in the forefront of development.
Well, they're still there in digital. They are involved in some of the digital stuff. I mean, you still got Phil Karn out there with TCP/IP, and he's certainly involved, and there's hams involved with the space program, et cetera, et cetera. But we're certainly not needed like we used to be. Even for emergencies, I mean, even to take for instance, got the TWA disaster. Although 100 hams have helped there, you know, they've all set up satellite links. Cell phones are in operation. We're not as important as we once were, unfortunately.
Well, remember, all of these systems are great, Len, until they go down.
Of course.
I'm often hearing about the internet and how wonderful it is, and it is. Until the telephone lines go down.
That's true.
Then what do you do?
That's true. All right, I'm going to move on, but you're very wise, and I agree with much of what you say, Paul.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and you're doing a good job, and I appreciate what you're doing for amateur radio. Len, keep up the good work, and look forward to talking with you and Ned next week.
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to be interesting. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
73.
That opens up a line at 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. Ah, it's filled. Okay. Tom, there you are. And for RKZ, I hope we have a better line this time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead, Tom, in Alabama.
Yeah, like I say, enjoy your show very much, and I appreciate you being there.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. I'm looking for a couple of roller inductors. I'm wanting to build a balanced antenna tuner, and I need a couple of big matched rollers around 25, 28 microhenry at about 3.5 kV.
Ah, biggies, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to build a big matched balanced tuner, they call them, something for ladder line.
Okay,
and,
good.
And I also need a good variable capacitor to go with that if anybody's got one. And my number is area code 205-593-3384.
Okay, that's area code 205-593-3384.
That's right. And I have one question.
Sure.
I heard about a year or so ago that Radio Shack was coming out with an HF rig. Have you heard anything else about that?
If they are, they've kept it under wraps.
Uh-huh.
But that's not to say they're not. Right now, they do have running their whole whole division, involving amateur air. They have a ham there, and, he's very aggressive.
Well, it's good to see them having more and more ham-related items there for a long time. They go in their store, and they didn't hardly even know what coax was. If it wasn't computer-related, they didn't know what it was.
Well, you're right, but I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of people who will disagree with your last statement, however, in saying they wish they didn't have it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not necessarily agreeing that they shouldn't, but I'll tell you one thing. They've certainly put a dent in handy talkie sales. They've really taken over. You know, their 202 is really doing well.
Yeah, I've got one of them. It's a pretty good little rig for the mm-hmm. money. They're the only store that a lot of us have access to in the smaller
That's
towns
right.
across the country. And, you know, all of us don't live in Atlanta or Los Angeles, somewhere where we can run out to HRO or AES
mm-hmm.
to get something.
Oh, you're 100% correct, and that's the reason they're doing so well. Look at how many stores they have. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time.
I'd be interested to find out if you get some responses on this.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, one line available, 1-800-293-5366. Lee, AB7MW. That's not right.
Close up.
Yeah, but that's what it says on my monitor, but I know that's not your call.
It's the hotel.
It's HW. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I have two things. One is a want, and the first one is how you can almost double your ham audience if you tried. Not your audience, but the ham population.
Yes.
And that is, it goes back to the old analogy of you can't invent lightning in a single stroke, and you can't eat an elephant in a single bite, but you can go to high schools. What really confuses me is why the different amateur radio clubs don't go to the high schools and start kids out getting excited about just electricity. and then learning about simple radio. I mean, kids don't have to figure out lightning, how lightning works. All they want to do is have something to, that intrigues them. So if you showed them a QRP rig or helped them build one and or give it to them, and we're only talking $30, you can build one from scratch, even parts available. That's how you're going to build the audience. You're not going to build it by telling them you have to learn how to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Or Morse code.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, everybody's going to probably not believe, well, I got to have to hold you over because we're going to a break. When we come back, I'll tell you, in a few weeks we're going to do a show just about CW.
We're going to keep it, right?
We'll be right back to Ham Radio and more. Hold on.
From Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll-free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Here's great news about how investing a little money can help you reap big rewards. Now, for a limited time, when you subscribe to Barron's for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's 17 weeks of vital information to help you make smarter investment decisions. Every week, Barron's scours the investment world for growth opportunities with comprehensive coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything at home and around the world that could affect your investments. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $37, plus an extra 4 weeks free. That's 27% off the newsstand price. This offer is available to new subscribers only, so act now.
Call toll-free 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222 for Barron's. How money becomes wealth.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're going to try to go through this real fastly because we have got all kinds of people holding and we don't have much time. I just want to mention that on the 18th of August, we're going to have a show about FISTS, which is an organization for the preservation of Morse code. And Nancy Cott will be my guest, and her and I banter back and forth. It'll be a fun show. Lee, do you have a want?
Yes, I do. I want a free 386 computer, 4 megabyte of RAM, a hard drive with 80 megabyte on it, and... like I say, I want it for free. I want it for another gentleman, a gentleman who is not going to be able to be very, very productive. He had a ham license once, and I'm going to try to get it back for him. But
okay, a free 386 computer. Give me a phone number.
602-483-6584.
Okay, well, who knows? Somebody might have one. Area code 602-483-6584. Maybe just a shipping cost or something.
Right, I'll pay that.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lee.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks for holding, Joel, KB7RYU. You're on.
Hello, Len. I have one want this afternoon. I'm looking for QST magazines from the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Whoa, QST from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I'll bet you there's people out there that have that.
Yeah.
That's something people savor. Okay, give us a phone number. People can contact you.
Okay, the telephone number is area code 602-867-0659.
Okay, 602-867-0659. You want back issues of QST way back from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I have a hunch you want some to maybe make some old equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, or make some new equipment with old schematics.
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joel. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ross, we got you in Oklahoma. What's that, Shattuck, Oklahoma?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes, is this Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I tuned your station in just a while ago, and I like your show.
Thank you very much.
I need to see if I can get a hold of a mode switch for a President. Let me see what this is. President Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I need the upper sideband, lower sideband AM switch. It's a rotary switch.
Okay.
And I'll give you a phone number here. It's area code 405-938-2685.
Okay, 405-938-2685.
Yes, sir.
Mode switch for the President Madison. You might be surprised. That's something someone might just have.
And I'd like to mention also the fact that I have several 9 and 7 pin miniature receiving tubes. If somebody
wants them, okay.
Wants some of those, well, they can contact me. So.
Okay. Well, I thank you. We gotta go because I only have about 30 seconds left in the show this week. So I want to thank you, Russ, for calling in.
Okay. Thanks for
listening again, and hope you get your parts that you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up this week. I want to thank Exotic Research Report. I want to thank Amateur Radio Trader. I want to thank EDCO, Electronic Distributors, and MFJ Enterprises for helping to sponsor today's show. And next week, again, we're going to talk about antennas. We're going to build an antenna. We're going to actually start from the basics and take your calls with Ned Stearns, AA7A, the professor. So make sure you tune in and tell everybody next week to listen about antennas. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Len Winkler, KB7LPW. 73 were QRT. Well, I got from Bill Pasternak of Newsline, which I find, you know, which I mentioned briefly in the first hour. But listen to this. You know, Bill works for Fox Radio, Fox TV in California, and he thought he might have had to go to Atlanta, but as it turned out, he didn't have to go. But he said, "Are you aware?" Which I was, but he just said as ham radio is totally barred from all Olympic venues, and contrary to the ARRL's incorrect information, hams are not taking part in any way in any communications using any ham radio frequencies. This was barred by the IOOC, the AOOC, and the IOBC. No ham radio in and around any Atlantic Olympic venue for any reason, period. A small number of hams are being used on commercial circuits as communications personnel. and ham radio was permitted at two venues removed from Atlanta by over 100 miles. But the hams had to use gear supplied by the official communications sponsor. Read that as the big M. And no ham gear is permitted. Also, hams were barred from running any sort of commemorative operation from any Olympic venue. May not use the term Olympic commemorative station in any communications from any location, and were not permitted to use the Olympic logo on QSL cards. They are using the Blaze logo on the Paralympics instead. It's all about money, big, big money that big, big companies have and ham volunteers don't. Hams have been treated like dirt in this one, all but they are trying to put on a happy face. No hams were involved, I repeat again. If hams showed up to offer assistance, they'd probably have been ushered away like the rest of the crowd, or if they persisted, possibly placed under arrest. How tough is the ban against ham radio? Broadcast engineers going to work the games were told leave their ham toys at home or in their hotel. That's the reality of the 1996 Olympics. Well, do you have any, I know I've been watching them. Do you have any viewpoints on it? 230-2755, 230-2755. Kind of interesting. Lee, AB7HW, welcome back. How you doing?
Long time no hear.
I think I've talked to you earlier today.
Right. You know, that thing with Atlanta is that if they would have done that halfway right, is that they would have set up all kinds of little spots outside the city and talked all over the world. And you don't have to call it, by their logo or anything,
mm-hmm.
but they could have still had an interaction and still had a lot of publicity.
Well, even the Super Bowl, though, allowed ham radio operators to have a QSL card. I don't know that local hams did it this year, but the year before they did it, and they had special ham radio QSL cards that were with the Super Bowl on them, and the NFL allowed that. I don't know what so would have been so wrong with the Olympics allowing this. I mean, ham radio is an international activity, and there's even an international ham radio sport called radio sport where they do tea hunting, basically. So maybe that, you know, and that was in the Goodwill Games, not the Olympics, but the Goodwill Games. I don't understand why it couldn't have been somehow allowed.
But why beg entrance when you could do it another way?
I know, but just because.
Just because, okay. the other thing I was going to tell you was that your sponsor, MFJ, I'm going to talk about your sponsor.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, I have a antenna tuner, a 962.
Okay.
And to tell you the truth, the little bugger works great for blind hams. You can operate that thing without seeing it. And when people ask you on the radio, what can a blind ham use, they
uh-huh.
can use one of those.
A 962.
A 962. It's not a roller inductor. It's a detent tuner. And that way you don't have to wonder where it's pointed. You select a position. I mean, you get somebody to tell you where they're at. And then you can mark them or whatever you want. And you can go around and find them. There's no problem with that.
Well, you know, MFJ, it's absolutely amazing how many different products they produce. And contrary to some people using, you know, some choice definitions of what those letters may stand for.
Well, don't pay attention.
The fact of the matter is that, sure, you're going to get a lemon in anything. I mean, whether it's ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood, Tentec, MFJ, AEA, whoever it is, you're going to get some lemons. The fact is, MFJ produces so many darn products. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know if you listened a couple of weeks ago where somebody called in and wanted to know if there was a product made that did shortwave that you could use as a converter in your car,
right.
And I wasn't too familiar, and I had people call in during the break on a regular number, and I had two calls, and one we put on the air from Ohio, and they talked about the MFJ product that does that. And do you know that I talked to them on Thursday? They say they had over 40 calls and sold over 20 units because of that show, because someone asked about it.
They're a fine product.
I mean, and the point is that they have so many different products. I mean, if you go through their catalog, it's mind-boggling. All the antennas. I mean, they have a simple dual-bander mag-mount antenna that they retail for $14.95.
I bought one.
And it works fine.
It works fine.
It's just amazing.
And, you know, the trick of it is if you call them, and I'm not trying to solidify your thing, but... Anyway, if you call them, they'll spend great amounts of time helping you.
That's right.
And I've done that. I've done that any number of times. But we'll go back to the business of what really upsets me are that the local ham clubs don't spend more time at the high schools and at the level where new hams are going to come in. And we're not going to worry about the retirees. We got 7 million retirees, but we don't have that many new hams.
Well, we have a lot of new hams, actually.
Well, I know, but, I mean, we have a whole field out there we could harvest. And those are in high school.
I agree. They don't really teach the sciences like they used to, and schools have changed. There's not a kid that goes to school and doesn't learn somewhere along the line about computers.
Right. But the thing of it is that just simple things are going to intrigue kids. All you have to do is spark their imagination. You don't have to light the world on fire.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to really do is just get their attention. And I think really a lot of times that's where they should be spending their time.
Well, I was amazed at Tuthill. The more I thought about it, you know, I know I talked to Ron. Ron Reynolds called in last week, and we discussed attendance being down a little bit at Tuthill. The more I thought about it, the more I've talked to people, I mean, attendance was really down. I don't care what some people might tell me. I was there and I saw it. And unless they were all there on Friday and all there on Sunday, and that's not what I've been told. Even the commercial vendors, although some of them did very well, some of them I know definitely didn't do so well.
Right. And if you wonder why Radio Shack's doing so well, it's because they talk to every kid that comes through the door.
Well. That's true. Now, you know, and they do make some decent products, but that doesn't discount the fact that Kenwood, ICOM, Yaesu, Olenco, and ADI, and you can Standard, they also make fine products.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just think that, you know, Radio Shack has a good advantage in the fact that there are so many of them. And they have that great credit card, you know, which you pay a dollar down and a dollar a month.
Well, but just the thing of it is that they get the kids' attention or they get the adults' attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I own everything but a Radio Shack. I don't own much of Radio Shack other than pieces and parts.
Well, I spent quite a bit of time yesterday, in fact, the entire day, at our local radio store. Okay? And being there during the day, there were four or five groups of people, possibly more, but at least four or five, that came in that are not hams that were looking to become ham radio operators. And I spent time talking to each and every one of them, and they're excited. I mean, one husband and wife came in, they wanted to become ham radio operators for one reason, to talk to each other, Now, I had an argument a couple weeks ago on the phone with a potential guest because he says that's not really a ham.
It is.
Well, he says it's not, you know, because they, even though they passed their test and they talk on 2 meters or whatever, they're not really ham radio operators. I think that they're ham radio operators. They're there in case, God forbid. What if there's an emergency?
I'll tell you the honest God truth. I handled two emergencies today.
You did?
Yes, just over... Over 2 meter, and 2 meter is where the half the world is.
That's right,
and
more than half.
They weren't major emergencies, they were just minor.
Mm-hmm.
But one was a traffic accident, and the other was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick of it is that a rose is a rose, but you call it what you want. The no-code ham is the benefactor of the continuing ham population.
Well, in 3 weeks, when we have Nancy Cott on from FIS for the preservation and the strengthening of Morse code requirements, etc., to get a ham radio license. It should be an interesting show. I've had her on two times before, and we always go away smiling and agreeing to somewhat disagree. But maybe we can somehow mesh the two worlds.
I wish you could. It would be if you could do that, we'd get you the Nobel Prize.
I'm going to work for that then, because, you know, since you're offering.
I am, absolutely, and I'll vote for you.
Okay, well, that's as good as me getting it.
You got it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that opens up a line at 230-2755, 230-2755. I think we've touched on a few things here that should spark some interest, and please join in. The more, the merrier. Let's. What do you think about the Ham Fest? What do you think about Atlanta? The Olympics, ham's not permitted there. Here we are where it even is spelled out that the purpose of amateur radio is emergency communications, public service. I mean, that is spelled out. And yet, hams are prevented from being there in Atlanta. Now, I don't know that they could have done anything. They might have got in the way. They might have been a hindrance. Who knows? But they weren't even permitted to be there and operate to help. Now, over 100 of them have volunteered and have been helping with the TWA disaster in New York. Thankfully, they were able to help. And they were there, I think I heard it on Newsline, they were there within 22 minutes from after the crash. They were ready passing emergency traffic. And I guess 6 or 8 of them are working 24 hours a day, and I guess it was until today that they were involved 24 hours a day. Well, you know, I think it shows that hams can help. All right, 230-2755, 230-2755. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to Dave, and we'll talk to Wayne, and we have one line available. We'll be right back to Ham Radio and more.
Hi, folks. Did you realize that the best time to buy stocks is after a pullback in the stock market? Futures Trading Group will show you how to trade the stock market by making one simple decision. Call 1-800-945-3525 for a free investor's kit on the S&P 500. That's 1-800-945-3525 for a free look at one of today's greatest profit opportunities. Find out how a $5,000 investment in the S&P options market right now can return tens of thousands of dollars on the next big rally in stocks. We believe the stock market is ultimately headed higher and would like to show you how to position for profits on the next big move. This is speculation. You can lose the entire amount, including commissions, so make sure you get all the facts. For a free investor's kit on the S&P 500, call 1-800-945-3525. That's 1-800-945-3525 for a free investor's kit on the S&P 500.
Do you ever get that feeling when you're shopping for a major appliance that the salesman is not as truthful as he claims to be? Well, you won't get that feeling at Associated Sales because they have a no-nonsense approach with their customers that will put you at ease. You see, Associated Sales has the lowest prices on washers, dryers, refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, microwaves, wall ovens, and cooktops. And at Associated Sales, you'll find top brands like Maytag, Genair, Magic Chef, Bosch, Hotpoint, and General Electric. Associated Sales has been providing Arizona residents with good service and good value on quality products since 1962, so there's no fast talking or empty claims. Stop by their showroom at 4201 West Camelback Road and see over 100 built-ins on display. Or give them a call at 242-7561. That's 242-7561, and let Associated Sales make you feel good about purchasing your next major appliance.
Learn all about small cap growth stocks on The Next Superstock with host Jerry Wenger every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1510 a.m. KFNN Financial News Radio.
You know, in my house, there's some beautiful wood shutters, which, of course, I got from Wallpaper World Blind Mania. They're absolutely gorgeous, so I'm speaking from personal knowledge and personal use. I've had them up, some of them for almost 10 years that I've lived in the house that I'm in at this moment. if you're looking for custom wood shutters. Now, they're not the cheapest thing you can put on windows. Let me be the first one to tell you that. They certainly are not inexpensive. Okay, they're not. They're, you can do a lot less. You, I mean, you can put on an aluminum mini blind. But if you want the, I don't know, the Lamborghini, the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the best that you can get, the best look. I mean, furniture for your windows. You want custom wood shutters. And Wallpaper World Blind Mania is the place to go for them. Without question, 678-1234 is the number to call. 678-1234. If you mention the Ham Radio and More Show, they'll come right out. They'll give you prices. They can give them to you over the phone if you know your sizes. But they'll give you prices if you want right over the telephone. Price includes measuring, installation, a lifetime warranty, painted whatever color you want, your choice of widths of louvers, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, sandblasted or smooth, in basswood, real basswood, hardwood, absolutely gorgeous, lifetime warranty. So if you're in the market, call Wallpaper World Blind Mania. The number, 678-1234. 678-1234. Okay. You're listening now to Ham Radio and More here on KFNN, 1510 AM. And we're talking about all sorts of things here. I want to mention, in case people are unaware, the ARA, the Arizona Repeater Association, now has Mount Eldon linked. If you want to get a piece of paper and a pencil, I'm going to take another call, but after the call, I'll give you these frequencies and talk about a little about Mount Ord, give you how to do some of the linkings, the stuff, the courtesy tones, tell you a little about it, and the frequencies that you need. So get a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'll do that. So in the meantime, we have one line available at 230-2755-230-2755. And let's go to Wayne, WA5VIF. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great show today, Len.
Thank you, Wayne.
With just one exception.
Yes.
And as long as we're going to talk about sponsors, the 75 Years of Radio book, I'm just really tired of hearing that commercial.
75 Years of Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have nothing. That's not a my sponsor. See, that's a KFNN sponsor.
You know, I'm almost tempted when I win the lottery to buy all those up.
I can't take any criticism for that.
Okay,
that's an ROS spot. That's run at any time.
But since you were looking for wants today, I want you to get rid of that.
Oh, you can't call and say that. That's not nice to say about a spot.
But actually, that's not why I called.
I was hoping it wasn't. but I'm just glad you didn't say that about like MFJ or Edco or somebody.
Oh, okay. No, any relevant sponsors are fine.
Thank you.
Hamfest.
Yes.
One of the big problems I find is that there's too much junk. I think the organizers are there to sell space, and they really don't care how that space is used. I've seen dresses sold at Hamfest.
Are you suggesting, and I'm not saying you should be wrong or not, but are you suggesting that maybe there should be some criteria on what is sold at the Hamfest by the sponsor? In other words, if someone comes in, you're saying, and wants to sell a non-ham rated related item, they shouldn't be permitted to.
Oh, absolutely. I think computers and used test equipment and that sort of thing can be related to ham radio,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see how dresses fit in myself.
Well, what do you say as an argument when people say, well, you know, I want to come to a ham fest, but I can't go because my YL won't let me go just to look at radios. However, if there's some crafts or there's some dresses or something that would be alluring to a non-ham but a female, I can bring my wife there and then I could go.
Well, I'd say give her the money for the cost of a dress and leave her home.
Hmm. Hmm.
But I'm ready to move on to the next subject.
Okay. that if it were on a national show, I think my lines would light right
well,
up.
Well, you know what? I tried to call in on the national show, but the 800 number does not work from Tennessee.
No, you do have to call 230-2755.
Right.
You have to call that number even during the national portion.
Right.
But all lines were pretty busy during that show.
Actually, the reason I really did call and remind me to give you a couple of more controversial comments at the end.
But, okay.
I wanted to refer everybody to an article in the May issue of Monitoring Times, which relates to the whole issue of spectrum management at the Olympics. And you'll find that hams are not the only people who have been prohibited from bringing equipment there. A lot of the broadcasters have been as well in the 450 megahertz band that the broadcasters use.
Mm-hmm.
That's been very strictly allocated down there, and there are other pieces of the spectrum as well that have been very severely regulated in the area of the Olympics. So that's a real interesting article for people to refer to. I think that was the May issue of Monitoring Time.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, at least I'm glad to hear that it wasn't just hams that were being outcast.
That's true. And mm-hmm. now that I've...
exhausted that, you want to be controversial again.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. This should be exciting.
First of all, I think that either the code test or a theory test where the questions and answers are not disclosed in advance is needed as a filter. That's number one. Number two, this should really get you going.
I'm listening.
Ham radio doesn't survive another 20, 30, 50 years, whatever. So what?
So what? Well, yeah, I suppose that... you could say, so what? If it doesn't, then we just have to do something else.
Exactly. You know, so I think people worried about the slow or non-growth of ham radio or whatever. I mean, you know, enjoy it while you got it. Forget about it.
Hmm.
Life is short.
How long have you been a ham?
Oh, gosh, since 68, I think.
And so almost 30 years.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And you wouldn't miss it if it was gone tomorrow.
No.
No.
It's a hobby. I mean, let's just not take this all too seriously.
Well, there are people who take it as a religion.
Well, that's exactly.
And what about the people who, again, would say, well, hey, I saved somebody's life because of amateur radio. They were on a boat. I heard their distress signal, and I was the only one, which, you know, and because of that, I saved that person's life.
Well, congratulations.
Oh. Okay. All right. Now, as far as the other comment you made, reference to the tests and not giving the answers, I was told by a couple of different sources that it's illegal to give an FCC test and not be able to not tell you ahead of time the questions and answers with the truth. What is the word? The right to know, the Freedom of Information Act or whatever. You have to be able to find that information out.
Well, that's not the way it was back when men were men and computers had front panels.
Yeah, but it is in 1996, so how do we do that? It maybe still, is there a way to toughen the test?
Well, I guess there isn't a way to toughen it if we're going to give away the questions and answers in advance.
Unless we did some kind of where you didn't have multiple choice. You had a theory of some sort.
Oh, yeah, or an essay question.
Mm-hmm.
Or
well, that's what I meant, an essay test.
Right, or solving equations, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the solving of equations, you did the same ones all the time. So if you memorize the answer, when you see the question, you don't know how to necessarily know how to arrive at it. You just say, oh, I remembered it. The question, if it's like this, the answer is 14.4 or whatever.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with it. If you know what the underlying principle is, that's great.
Well, see, now, isn't there... If we make the tests tougher and fewer people become hams, then we can actually lose the spectrum and amateur radio just could go away.
Ties into my other comment.
Well, I know that's why I'm going back to this. However, if the questions were made easier and if it was easier to become a ham radio operator, then, of course, there's less chance of ham radio dying, but more chance of it dying in what we're used to in knowing ham radio, and I guess it would evolve into a personal use radio similar to, shall I say it, 11 meters.
That's right, and there would be less value in being a ham.
Except as a hobby of fun talking to people all over the world.
Right.
Now, is that bad?
That's not bad, but we got to remember we have limited bandwidth, and it's only going to become more limited. People fighting these spectrum grab attempts are only fooling themselves in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But
are they really fooling themselves in the long run? Look at, I agree with you if you look at 1.2 gigahertz or 2.4 or 10 gigahertz or something like that.
Oh,
but,
right.
But are
exactly.
we really fooling ourselves or what? When we're talking about a band where we are saturated, like 2 meters, is there really a chance that they can come in and take that away from us? They may come and take it away from us legally, but there's no way that anybody's going to be able to use it.
Well, I think if the little Leo folks looked at that piece of spectrum from another technical point of view, that's not the piece they would want anyway.
Well, my guest, Al Gross, was here, and he works for a digital, space data corporation, and that's not what they want. They don't want the 2 meter. I mean, it just happened to be
sure.
thrown in there. But my point is, if we do saturate a band to the point of really saturating it, there's no way they can take it away from us.
Well, and, I think we do actually stand to gain more spectrum at HF. And, you know, I wonder if you could tell me whether that ham radio bill is still in effect where if they take something, they have to give us the
That was passed
amount.
Last year.
And is that still in effect?
Yeah, well, it was passed last year, sure.
Okay, so we definitely stand to get more HF then.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a long time, that I see that you're going to lose the microwave spectrum, many of the frequencies higher up, and you're going and it might be replaced with some HF spectrum that no one really wants.
Well,
I mean,
right.
some people want them. I mean, some of the shortwave broadcasters and stuff, but none of the heavy money guys want them because... Just for the same reason that we don't necessarily love them, the propagation isn't something you can always count on.
Exactly.
However, that's the beauty of amateur radio. You never know who you're going to talk to.
That's right.
So, anyway, that's the magic. You bring up some very, very interesting points and stuff that I like to talk about.
Okay, good.
All right, Wayne, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, Dave, you're next for sure. We have a couple lines at 230-2755, 230-2755. Join in the conversation, get a line, and we'll take this short break. You're listening to Ham Radio and More here on KFNN. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. 230-2755 is the number, 230-2755.
At Contemporary Tile Design, they specialize in tile. In fact, they bring their store to your door. Yes, now you can shop from the comfort of your own home just by calling Contemporary Tile Design at 499-6458. They offer custom design and installation along with personalized service valley-wide. At Contemporary Tile Design, there are no subcontractors. They eliminate the middleman and pass the savings on to you. Their ceramic tile is cool and easy to maintain and also increases the value of your home. You can choose from ceramic tile, Italian tile, and marble tile is also available. And their work is guaranteed for 3 years. Call Contemporary Tile Design at 499-6458 about their 25% off summer special. Contemporary Tile Design has been in business for 15 years and they're licensed, bonded, and fully insured. Call 499-6458 for a free consultation. Contemporary Tile Design, a tile company for today's consumer.
Investors, if you need information about a stock, call Standard & Poor's right now for a free stock report. That's right, a Standard & Poor's stock report on your choice of more than 4,600 companies. Absolutely free and with no obligation. Just call 1-800-260-5604 from a touchtone phone and please have the ticker symbol of the stock you want to report on. You'll receive your free Standard & Poor's stock report in under 5 minutes by fax. The reason Standard & Poor's makes this offer is to introduce a new investor service called Reports on Demand. They want you to know how easy it is to get the same investment information that professionals use whenever you need it and without waiting. So call now, 1-800-260-5604 for your free Standard & Poor's stock report. Limit, one free report per investor. Call Standard & Poor's right now, 1-800-260-5604. That's 1-800-260-5604.
What are investment pros saying about the markets? I'm John Murphy. Join me Wednesday afternoons. I'll interview the specialists and give you some of my own commentary. That's Murphy on Money, Wednesdays during Financial Review on KFNN.
Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, the fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge. You know, the sponsors that I have, like Bob's Bug Biz, Ken Nichols, Wallpaper World, I use them all. And believe me, you're going to be satisfied by using them, because I am. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them. All right? That's number one. If I just purchased my vehicle from Ken, and again, it was simple. He got the vehicle I wanted. He found it. Actually, he had to get this from another dealer because it had what I wanted on it. He did not have in stock what I wanted. And he had the same brand, but not with the options that I wanted. So he had to get that from another dealer. He got it the next day in the morning, cleaned it up. I was there. I had to sign the papers. It took me 15 minutes of signing the papers. I was in and out, which is that simple. And I had the new vehicle. It was absolutely a pleasure. And it could be the same with you. The lowest prices, best service, what more do you want? I'm telling you, how many of you like to go and buy a car? I mean, you know you want a new car, but what about the process of buying them? Pain in the rear, right? Not if you deal with Ken Nichols. WA7HXZ, that's his call sign. Been a ham for many, many years, all right? And he's the fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge. That's right. He's in charge. He is in charge. Give him a call, 228-2336. Call him at 228-2336. Ken Nichols, fleet prices direct to you. Our phone number is 230-2755, 230-2755. Hold on one second. I want to give the information that I promised about the ARA linked repeaters. It's called the RIM Link, Mount Eldon at Flagstaff. It's on 147.14. It is PL'd at 162.2. If you hit pound 371, it connects both repeaters to each other. We're going to talk about that repeater and the Mount Ord repeater, which is just south of Payson on 147.36, also PL'd at 162.2. So again, pound 371 connects both repeaters to each other. Pound 372 disconnects Mount Eldon from the link. Now, if you're on 14736 and you hit pound 571, it connects both repeaters, and it disconnects Mount Ord from the link on pound 572. Courtesy tones are heard at each end of the link. These tones occur when the conversation timer is reset as a user ends their transmission. These timers allow a user 3 minutes of continuous transmission before the repeater is disabled. These tones are Also indicate the status of the link connection and the source of the transmission that just ended. There are three tone patterns on these repeaters at this time. They're the same for both repeater sites. There's two equal frequency tones. The repeater, if you hear two equal frequency tones, the repeater is currently off link. And a single tone, the repeater is on link and the user input is from this repeater. Two different frequency tones, a high and a low one, the repeater is on link and the user input is from the distant end of the link. If you have any questions, I can repeat those to you. And I'm going over the ARA list of UHF and VHF repeaters. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 repeaters now. That's a heck of a lot of repeaters for the Arizona Repeater Association. All right, Dave, thank you for holding KI7ZU. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. How you doing today?
I'm doing real fine, thank you. I have a want. Let me tell you why I have a want.
Okay.
And that is that I'm going to computer school for the blind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to learn DOS. And they told me unless I use it, I'll lose it type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for a 3 or 486 free. I can't afford anything right now. I do not need the monitor, but I do need the computer and the keyboard.
So you're looking for, that's the same as Lee asked for earlier. He asked for a 386 computer free.
3 or 4, so I can learn DOS.
Uh-huh.
And my phone number is 247-2517.
Okay. You know, although I have Windows, and I use Windows 95, many times I like going back into DOS and doing certain maintenance work. In fact, today I was on my daughter's computer. She has a 486/50, and I was cleaning some of the directories and files off of her computer to keep it a little cleaner. And I just rather go in DOS, and I just go into the directories, delete the files, and then delete the directory. And I know I can do it under Windows Explorer, and I can, you know, do it under Windows 95. I just like the idea of going back into DOS. I know it's done, and I don't have to watch. On Windows 95, if you delete stuff, you see papers flying into a recycling bin. You know, I mean, it looks nice, but it takes longer than if I do it in DOS. If I do it in DOS, I say delete all files. It's done like this. And in the Explorer, it takes a few seconds.
Yeah, and I have a controversial opinion here.
No.
Yeah, it's very controversial.
Okay, go ahead.
The Olympics had a double standard of eliminate, search and seizure. They search for ham gear and that which people could help, but they allowed a green pack backpack to get through that did the opposite.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that did happen. That was in a public area, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, and I don't know that anybody listening would have the answer to that. I mean, if someone does, I'd love to find out. But I'm not sure that there was heavy security that would have prevented you from bringing a ham radio to that particular public area, because that was although there was security, it wasn't as tight as in certain venues, and it was a public place where they really didn't screen people. I mean, anybody was permitted to go in that area.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I think that if you were carrying an amateur radio, an HT with you, I think you could have got into that area without any problem, because that was open to the public without any tickets, and people, it was just like a square, an area where the public was invited to come and hear bands perform, etc.
Okay.
So I think that was different than going, you know, into seeing the water polo or whatever. I have a bone to pick, though, is that I think NBC, although they're doing an okay job, maybe, in showing some of the Olympics, sports, etc., I'd like to see a lot of the sports that they're not showing. You know, that irks me that we're not able to see maybe table tennis, which I happen to like, or they're not showing Olympic tennis. They're not showing lots of, they're not even showing the Olympic baseball games. They're showing, you know, basically a few different things, and that's it. I think they could enlarge that.
Yeah, I follow what you're saying, and between you and me, ham radio is my religion, and the reason it is I'm semi-shut in, mm-hmm. because I am blind and don't get out that much. And the modern-day programs on TV, most of them, you have to see to really enjoy them. So,
well, would you say that if let's look at what Wayne had to say. Therefore, if Wayne's comment occurred, and as of tomorrow there was no more amateur radio,
yeah.
you would need to evolve, let's just say, to the Internet. And spend more time on the Internet, which you could conceivably do. Is that necessarily bad?
Well, the thing about it is there's controversy whether or not some of these speech synthesizers will work on World Wide Web or Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a computer that you can't use on those. This is one theory I hear. The other theory says that it is very limited, that there are certain programs you can use a voice synthesizer on the Internet.
Well, but that's today. Don't you think, though, that let's look at a year or two down the road, that if, you know, as more and more people are on the Internet, as it continues to expand as it's doing, that there will be more and more software programs written for that purpose specifically?
I don't know. The market for disabled is very limited.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, sure, it's limited. I mean, obviously, it's limited to a point. But you know, whereas handy hams came into being for amateur radio, maybe there would be handy Internet. You know, something along those lines. And I would have to believe that it would evolve. So, you know, I'm merely going to the nth degree in saying if amateur radio didn't exist tomorrow and all of our equipment, all of our radios became obsolete and we couldn't use them, we would evolve into something else. And I don't know what, maybe that is the Internet. Is that terrible? I don't want to see it happen, but it's just something that, you know, was brought up, and I'm just thinking that may be what the future is.
Yeah, I follow what you're saying, but I rather doubt that a computer could help someone else in distress on the highway.
Well, you know...
Yeah, I told you I'm controversial today.
Yes, but according to Intel's new phone that they have, interactive phone on the Internet, you're going to be able to call people who are not on the Internet from the Internet. And you are able to call, if you're not on the Internet, to somebody who is on the Internet, if they use this type of software. How's that for something unique? And therefore, you know, circumvent the phone company.
Well, I got another thing. Every 18 months, the technology of computers, the old ones, are obsolete, and the new one. So it's a... very, very lucrative service for the rich, but if you're not rich, you're stuck with something that the programs will be obsolete on.
Well, the newer programs, obviously, if you're using a program today on a 286 and it works, it'll work 5 years from now on a 286.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to continue to expand and to be there with technology, then you have to keep increasing. But that's no different. There are people still driving Model Ts. And some people are very happy using a Commodore SX64, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate your input. Hope you are able to find a 386. Somebody has one that they want to get rid of for free. Give David a call, 247-2517.
Yeah, and I do not need the monitor because it would just take up room and I can't see it anyway.
You'd have to dust it.
Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I don't know, we'll talk about something, and we certainly invite your participation, 230-2755.
The next time you're working on your computer at home and especially at work, take a close look at the keyboard, the monitor, the CPUs. Do they look clean or do they look dirty? Have you ever thought about how many germs a keyboard can attract, especially those that have multiple users? It's time to call Davros Computer Cleaning. Professional computer cleaning is a new concept in this country, but is performed routinely in Japan, usually every 60 to 90 days. Routine cleaning will extend the life of your computer equipment, improve corporate image, and provide a more healthy work environment. A maintenance contract does not mean they'll come clean the computer. If you can't remember when or if your office equipment, the lifeblood of your company, has been cleaned, it's time to call Davros Computer Cleaning. The cost of service is minimal, but if the equipment breaks down, it'll cost your company far more. Davros Computer Cleaning, 968-2780. That's 968-2780. Or call 1-800-218-7677.
Wildfire?
What can I do for you?
Call.
Call whom?
Diane O'Donnell.
At which place?
Office.
Dialing.
I don't know what I did without Wildfire. She receives and screens calls, privately announces callers, maintains my phone list, manages all the messages. She even routes calls to wherever I am if I tell her. What's more, she's on duty around the clock 7 days a week, and she's never asked for a raise, a vacation, or better health coverage, or a day off. Wildfire.
Here I am.
Remind me to call.
Call whom?
Dan Jacobs.
When?
Tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Got it. I'll set my watch alarm.
If your business or life depend on the telephone, pick yours up now and call Voicetel at 990-8886 for a Wildfire demonstration. Wildfire can change your life. Call Voicetel in Scottsdale, 990-8886. Call Wildfire.
Call whom?
Voicetel, 990-8886.
Dialing.
I'm Carolyn Stockton. Please join Arthur Stockton and myself Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for Strategies and Perspectives right here on 1510 KFNN.
Bob's Bug Biz. Bob's Bug Biz, Bob's Bug Biz, Bob's Bug Biz. Hey, did that four times without a mistake. Termite and Pest Control, over 15 years experience in Arizona, licensed by the state, insured, and has the total pest elimination system. Bob's Bug Biz. Termite and Pest Control. Controls spiders, black widows, ticks, crickets, ants, roaches, scorpions, earwigs, lawn and plant pests, silverfish, beetles, and more. He sprays the baseboards inside, under the sinks, the basins. You know the drill. He does it all, and he does it well, and he has great service. He's there on time. He's inexpensive. No long-term commitments. It's a smaller company, so that you get Bob and you get quality service and good workmanship. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Give Bob a call. 878-8224. That's 878-8224. 878-8224, Bob's Bug Biz. Remember, too, that the Southwestern Division Convention takes place October 11th through the 13th. Now, you know, I was telling you earlier about how I thought the Hamfest was down in Tuthill, the attendance. The Southwestern Division Convention isn't going to have a swap meet. That's right. The Southwestern Division Convention is not going to have a swap meet. It's a convention rather than a Hamfest. It is something you should all attend, because what's going to be there are tons of commercial vendors. In addition to that, tons of programs and informational forums. Now, who's the program chairman, you ask? The professor, Ned Stearns, AA7A. And he's going to be here next week. And we'll find out in the local hour a little bit about what kind of programs he set up for the convention. Also, he and I are going to be the master of ceremonies at the banquet. That's right. At the banquet. Therefore, everybody should attend the banquet. The food will be good anyway, so you should go there. And the camaraderie will be good. And guess what? Vince Thompson, K5VT, is going to be the guest speaker. And he is Mr. De Expedition. But he's going to talk about how he sees the state of amateur radio today. So he's not going to be really doing a DX talk, which, you know, a lot of people are not into DX, so they wouldn't be interested. He's going to do an all-around talk, and he's a great speaker and a very learned individual, and it should be quite interesting. Now, if you want to know, if you want to, you know, get involved, if you want to know more about the Southwestern Division Convention, give them a call at 351-3988, or you can send a check for, I think it's $12, to the 1996 ARRL Southwestern Division Convention, P.O. Box 10878, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85271. So just make it out to the 1996 ARRL Southwestern Division Convention, P.O. Box 10878, Scottsdale, 85271. They're going to send all the tickets out at one time. Again, it's $12 pre-registration and $25 for the banquet. Children under 14 are free, and that's about it for that. And make sure that you go. I don't actually have time to read some of this news. There's a lot of stuff happening. I hope you guys get a chance to hear Newsline each and every week, because I'll tell you, Bill really keeps people informed on what's going on. I'm looking forward to next week when Ned Stearns is going to be here, the professor, and going to talk about building antennas. So with all your antenna questions, you'll be able to call in, and you can do so in the first hour or the second hour. Remember, as Wayne pointed out, if you want to call in the first hour, even though I give only the 800 number usually in the first hour, if you here in Phoenix want to call in, you have to do it on the 230-2755 number. And that works until until the time changes, where the first hour will be local again and the second hour national, which I hate. So I like it this time of the year best. And again, I congratulate Toby Metz, KB7UIM, for being the 1996 Young Ham of the Year. And I think that's kind of neat. So it was nice talking to him. Anyway, hope that the Americans continue to win a few more Olympic events. And hope they show some table tennis, although all the Americans are out when it comes to table tennis. They are all out. Doubles, singles, women, men, none of them have gone. So no wonder they don't show table tennis. Till next week, thanks for listening. 73, I'm QRT.
Just like you analyze the latest stock reports looking for a winner, you should let Kohl's Coffee analyze your office coffee needs. They're ready to provide your office with the finest tasting coffee available in the